It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome back to the Lake Flats Center on the Missouri Southern Campus in Joplin, Missouri. Along the Mac Order, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer. Along the Bearcat Radio Network tonight is Ryan Elliott. And in this men's matchup, the Bearcats come in undefeated, 12-0 this season. They're 4-0 in MIAA play as they face the Missouri Southern team that comes in 7-6 and 2-2 in the conference. Mac Order, I imagine one of the things that the Bearcat coaching staff is using to set the team up for this matchup, they just go back to a year ago. They had one loss last year, and that came right here in Joplin.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is a tough place to play, and we've talked about it over the years. It seems like of any team that, at least against Northwest anyway, any team that plays more of a difference at home compared to on the road at Bearcat Stadium, the biggest difference is this Missouri Southern team. They always come to play against Northwest here at the Leggett and Platt Center. It seems like they take their game to an extra high level in this matchup here at home, and I'm sure they'll be ready to try to do that again here tonight.
And they're a team that really can play with momentum, and once they get their transition game going, they can put a lot of points on the board in a hurry.
Yeah, and so I guess the good news is seeing Northwest against Lincoln Memorial, who was a transition type of team as well, and Northwest able to control the pace of that game from start to finish. Hopefully they'll be able to do that again here tonight.
This segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We'll have more as Northwest men get set to face Missouri Southern right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back in Joplin as Northwest and Missouri Southern men going through their pregame warm-ups before their matchup tonight. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, one matchup that's going to be fun to watch tonight, and it has been the last couple of years, is a matchup between the Bearcats' Justin Pitts and Missouri Southern's point guard and C.J. Carr.
Yeah, there aren't many point guards that can come close to Justin Pitts, and Carr's given Pitts fits, I guess you could say, over the years, and it has been a good matchup. Overall, when you look at the course of a basketball season, I'm taking Justin Pitts on every day that ends in Y, but C.J. Carr can give him some trouble. So we'll see what happens in that matchup tonight.
And it's Northwest and Missouri Southern. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats. Well, that being Ben McCollum right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. more at conceptionabbey.org, and from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks, large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, is Northwest in Joplin this evening to take on Missouri Southern. Coach, you go into this as we go to January now, and really the heart of the season gets rolling with the MIAA schedule the rest of the way. Just kind of talk a little bit about where this team is at this point in the season.
Well, I think over Christmas break, meaning at Lincoln Memorial, I thought we played really, really well. Probably clicking on all cylinders at that point. Coming back, you know, I think we've had pretty good practices, but when you've been off for a while, you get a little rusty. You saw some of the rust at Simpson. Hopefully we knocked it off a little bit, because Southern's a very difficult place to play, and we need to be ready and clicking on all cylinders.
We talk about Missouri Southern being a difficult place to play. This is the place where you had your last loss late last season.
Yeah, it is, and I'm sure it's fresh in our guys' memory, and hopefully they understand what they did wrong last year and what got them beat, and that we make the adjustments that we need to make.
Missouri Southern coming in one game over 500 overall, 2-2 in the MIAA coming into this matchup. It looks like they're a team, though, that can go on some runs and open up a ball game quickly if you don't want to.
Yeah, there's one of those teams that plays their best against the best competition and, you know, essentially plays to the level of their competition. And so, you know, for us, we need to make sure that we play at our best, because you're going to take everybody's best shot throughout the whole season, and this is no different.
Let's talk a little bit about what you see out of the Southern team.
You know, they get up and down and try to score. You know, that's what they've always been known for. You know, they want to play free and loose offensively, and then defensively they're pretty scouting report heavy, meaning they won't guard certain people and guard some others. And so, you know, it's a tough place to play, tough environment. We need to be ready.
Statistically, it looks like they do a pretty good job on the offensive boards.
Yeah, anything offensive they're excellent at, you know, where they'll get after O boards. You know, they'll hit a high percentage from three and from two. You know, they're just difficult to defend.
What do you see as the big keys tonight?
You got to make sure you keep them off the O boards. You got to take care of the basketball and keep them out of transition. Those two in particular will be huge keys.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
We're back in Joplin at the Leggett and Platt Center, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. The mid portion of our doubleheader again earlier tonight. The Missouri Southern women defeated Northwest 90-73. As we check the starting lineups for the Bearcats, it'll be Justin Pitts at the point guard, the 5'10" and senior out of Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 22 points and 3 rebounds a game, also 5.3 assists per contest. At the other guard spot, Xavier Kurth, a 6'4 senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 5 points and 3 boards a game. At a forward, Chris Ibuendel, a 6'7 senior out of Stavanger, Norway, averaging just under 15 points and just over 7 rebounds a game. He's also second in the MIAA in a 3-point shooting percentage at 55.7% on the threes this season. The other four, Joy Wittes, a 6'7 junior out of Tin House in Minnesota, and a transfer from Minnesota State, averaging just under 11 points and 2 rebounds a contest. And inside, Brett Doherty, 6'7 senior out of Omaha, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds a game. For Missouri Southern at the point guard, 5'8 senior out of Rock Island, Illinois, and a transfer from Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. C.J. Carr averaging just under 16 points and 4 rebounds a contest. Also at the guard position is Elijah Clark, a 6'3 sophomore from Edmond, Oklahoma, averaging 15 points and 6 rebounds a game. He's an excellent 3-point shooter as well, averaging 50% on his threes this season. Also goes to the boards very well on the offensive side. Starting at a forward, L.J. Ross, a 6'8 senior from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and a transfer from Arkansas, Fort Smith, averaging nearly 9 points and 5 rebounds a game. Last season, on January 2nd, he tore his ACL and was out for the rest of the season. Also starting at a forward, Kinzer Lambert. Lambert's averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a contest. He's a 6'4 sophomore out of Owosso, Oklahoma. And that's the way the lineups look. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern for the Bearcats coming in 12-0, 4-0 in MIAA. Missouri Southern under head coach Jeff Boshi. They stand at 7-6 and 2-2 in MIAA. The last game for the Lions, a win over Randall in a non-conference tune-up on January 2nd, and 110-74 victory. And for the Bearcats, their last game was on Saturday afternoon, a non-conference win over Simpson, 85-43. Bearcats ranked number one in the nation in the NABC Division II Top 25 poll. And they were picked at first in MIAA, and of course, the defending national champions as well. Dennis, the Bearcats and Lions, and we're back getting ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandVilleMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
That's the national anthem before this evening's game between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern, the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Ryan Elliott. And Matt, look around the Leggett and Platt Center here. A pretty good crowd coming in, despite the fact that students aren't on campus.
Yeah, and, you know, that's not a big surprise. We see good crowds in a lot of places. You know, even in Owensboro, it wasn't a huge crowd. But for that being a neutral site game, basically more than 5 hours for each team, at least, away from their home court, we saw a lot of fans that were just there to see some good basketball, and I think that's part of what you get tonight as well. But yeah, great community showing definitely for Missouri Southern tonight.
Bearcats face a Missouri Southern team that scores just about 82 points a game. On the other hand, the Bearcats do a good job limiting that team's offense as they come in with only giving up 58 points per game, and they do a great job against whatever's thrown at them offensively. We saw a Lincoln Memorial team that likes to put a lot of points on the board, and they just really stuffed Lincoln Memorial there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the big thing is the team defense that Northwest Missouri State is playing this year. You know, offensive players, they really don't know what direction to expect that defense to come from. A lot of times when you scout an opponent, you see how they play defense, you see where to expect maybe a guy might come on the help side, or you can predict when the help side defense is coming over. But for Northwest, it's coming from every direction. It can come from any player, and I think that's the biggest key to their defensive effort. And, you know, they don't get a ton of fast break points out of it. They just want to get the ball back, get down offensively, get in their half-court set, and play basketball. And it's been a lot of fun to watch, especially the last couple of weeks of the season for Northwest. That defense has taken a huge jump, really, since the Washburn game. And hopefully it continues here during the MIAA season.
As the starting lineups are being introduced, a reminder that tonight's game on the Bearcat Radio Network, underwritten by Bombley Auto, located at the 5 Mile Corner, and Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, Brother Steve and Dan Miller. Earlier tonight, the Northwest women lost to Missouri Southern 90-73, and Matt, that was a game that Northwest made a game of it there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they did. They had one spot in the second quarter. They got the score to within two, had been down throughout the game, got to within two, and then didn't score the last 4.5 minutes of the second quarter, and that allowed Missouri Southern to build up a 12-point lead, and actually a 14-point lead going on a 12-0 run over that time. And then just allowing some 48 points in the paint is just something you can't do. And Northwest, as the game went on, got that figured out. They dropped into a 2-3 zone defense, were able to limit the scoring in the paint a little bit better with that defense, and continued to fight. I mean, even though they were down by, you know, around 20 at one point, you never saw them give up. They continued to play hard and got it to within single digits a few times. But you got to give Missouri Southern credit. They hit shots down the stretch, hit some free throws down the stretch, and were able to come away with a win.
Well, hopefully they can build on the positives out of that game and then correct some of the problems that they had tonight.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's kind of the key, is you still got to remember this is a learning process for a very young team. And those younger players, some of those younger players are coming along, but they still, in the MIAA, it's a higher level of Division II basketball, especially on the women's side. It's a very good women's league, and so they'll learn every game that they go out and play in this conference.
Last time Northwest faced a loss, that was here in Joplin a year ago. Northwest then has gone on and closed out the season with the national championship a year ago, and they're now 12-0 on the season.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, that's something that Coach Boshi has reminded his guys, hey, you were the only ones to beat them last year. It happened on this floor. So if there's any need to try to build up their confidence and make sure that they're ready to go for this game, that would be one point that I'm sure he has brought up with his team.
23-game winning streak for the Bearcats, again dating back to last year as they come to midcourt for Northwest. They're traveling green uniforms with the white numerals. And Missouri Southern is still huddling up on their the sideline and getting some last words from Jeff Boshi, their head coach. And the Bearcats with the lineup that they've used this season, Justin Pitts, along with Xavier Kurth, Chrissy Buendow, Tori Wittes, and Brett Doherty. Facing a lineup from Missouri Southern of C.J. Carr, L.J. Ross, Kenter Lambert, Elijah Clark. Also on the floor, and we're ready to go. Corey Gilbert also in the lineup for Missouri Southern. Gilbert, a 6'4 freshman out of St. Louis. So Brett Doherty to jump center for Northwest as the Cats will go from our right to our left in this first half. Officials for today's game, Jeff Malum along with Irvin Wilson and Jeff Campbell, and the tip is up and is controlled by Northwest as Pitts takes it across the timeline on this parquet floor, dribbles in front of the Missouri Southern bench on the right side to the free throw line, and out, bounce pass in the blocks right side for Wittes, up for the shot, blocked away by Lambert, gets his rebound, goes right back up with it, but gets called for a travel, trying to position himself for that shot. Turnover will give it to Missouri Southern as this game's just underway.
When he first got that pass, he was wide open, and I think he was caught a little bit off guard by that, and it gave the defense time to recover.
C.J. Carr out to the top for Ross. Right side pass for Lambert, who's guarded by Wittes. Dribbles with the left hand, and away from the ball. Whistle and a foul coming up, and this one go on Missouri Southern. L.J. Ross gets called for it away from the ball. That's his first foul. Team's first, and the Bearcats will have it. Game just underway, no score. Pitts will take it across the 10-second line. Goes right side, Kurth, near the sideline. Kurth holds it, brings it to Wittes out front. Wittes guarded by Carr. Back right side for Kurth. Top of the key right side is the post player in Doherty. Now two pits left side with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Watch the three on the left, launches it and hits it. Three-pointer by Pitts, and Northwest Missouri State out to a 3-0 lead. Out front, Lambert is on the left side and gets it to Gilbert. Gilbert looks right side and finds Elijah Clark with the good one to the right corner. Out front, right side with it to Ross. Now to Carr. Carr picked up by Pitts out front, gets the screen, dribbles to the right wing. 8 on the shot clock, goes into the right corner, and a 3 on the way, hits the side of the backboard, and it will be walked to Northwest, taken on that right corner by Clark. And again, Northwest in front, 3-0, as Pitts will bring it down the floor. Pitts between the circles, dribbles right side, now out front Doherty, back to Pitts on the right. Looks to the right side for Wittes. Now finds Kurth to Pitts between the circles. Looks low right side on the baseline. Wittes trying to dribble low on the blocks. Ball tripped loose off the dribble and is picked up by Carr. Carr spins for it left side to the top of the key. Pushes it out front. Finds Clark. Back right side. Carr through the lane. Bumped as he goes by Kurth. And Xavier Kurth will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. So the Lions will inbound baseline right. Shot clock. Well, it looks like they have got it set here at 20 seconds. As Clark will inbound. Lobs into the right corner for Carr. Carr with one dribble. Out front right side for Gilbert. Out front left is Lambert. Dribbles left side, steps back, wants to jump from 15. Air ball, rebound the baseline, goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. Missouri Southern in white uniforms with gray numerals. And the Lions along their chest on their jerseys in green. I think it's the first time we've seen a Lion uniform where they haven't had the yellow incorporated into their home or road uniforms. Out to the top of the key, Pitts takes the top of the key, dribbles left. Out to Doherty, tips it to Pitts. Pitts down the lane right side, dribbles to the right wing, step back, wants a three, runs around and out, rebound, tipped on the baseline, controlled by Carr for Missouri Southern. 17:26 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State up 3-0. Carr just inside the arc. Takes a jumper right side. Won't go. Rebound on the floor left side. Controlled by Missouri Southern. And baseline left goes Gilbert. Out to the top of the key. Lambert with the jumper. Too hard off the glass. Rebound chased in the far left corner. Hustling effort and down for the Bearcats. 3-0. Northwest Missouri State lead. Walks across the timeline. Dribbles left side, now out top between the circles to the free throw line. Looks right side and finds Kurth. Now to Pitts off the right. Pitts trying to direct traffic, looking at the man-to-man defense out of the Lions. Cross court left side for Kurth. He'll take the three and hits it. Kurth makes it a 6-0 Northwest Missouri State lead, 16:36 left in this first half. Clark out front. Now bounce pass high post left for Lambert to Card. Left side jumper from 15. No, crashing the board and putting it up off the left side was Kinzer Lambert. Lambert, a very good offensive rebounder. This team as a whole, a very good offensive rebounding team. And Lambert put it back up and in. And it's a 6-2 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of the Lions. Hits out front. Looks out the right side. Gets it to Wittes. Now to Endow to left side, Pitts. Pitts takes the top of the key to the free throw line. Hooks the pass baseline for and out cutting, but the ball is tipped, goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest Missouri State. Just under 16 minutes left in the first half. A 6-2 lead. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the Lions. And now gets the inbound. Finds Doherty. Baseline left underneath the bucket as he goes with the dribble. Foul called inside. This will go on Missouri Southern. Yeah, it looks like it'll be L.J. Ross.
You know, you always want a good, fast start by the Bearcats, but this is a Bearcat team that they play good defense, and so it's almost like on the offensive end, they're just trying to get a feel for Missouri Southern, and then the offense will come as they figure out what will work for them best tonight.
Bounce pass low, left side for Doherty, out front, left front, down, a little shot fake, now to Doherty, baseline left with a shot off the glass, good! Doherty puts it down, he's had two straight games where he's put in 14 points, has the bucket there, and makes it a 6-point Bearcat lead. Carr out front. Steps back. Little shot fake. Gets Pitts up there. Now goes left side pass from Lambert in front of the Bearcat bench, and he'll bring it back out in front of the scores table with the dribble. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Hammer tries to go with a pass inside. Tip goes off the backboard. It's controlled by the Lions. And the lane of pass goes off of Wittes out of bounds. So you got a low right side for Ennis Minch. And Minch tried to go with a quick no-look bounce pass through the lane. And it caroms out of bounds off the Bearcats. Bounce pass into the right corner for Carr. Now right side, Gilbert with three on the shot clock. To the top of the key is Lambert. Launches the jumper as the shot clock sounds. Rims out, rebound loose in the lane. And it's picked up by Wittes as he dives on the floor to go after it. Gets an outlet to Kurth. Now to Pitts as he'll take it across midcourt left side. Sets up the offense. Finds Indell off the left wing. Now to Doherty, low left side. Trying to post up inside. Into lane he goes. Fade away and he's knocked to the floor as he goes up with a shot. And it's Mitch. Mimic will come up with the foul. Mimic, 6'9", junior out of Bosnia. And a break in the action with 14:52 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State 8, Missouri Southern 2. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Back in Joplin, the first free throw by Brett Doherty rims out. Second one on the way. That's too hard. And the rebound to Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State in front 8-2. 14:46 left in the first half. Gilbert out front between the circles. Carr gets a pick, dribbles to the right wing. Hands off to Gilbert. Left-handed dribble goes between the circles for Lambert. Now into the right corner, Gilbert. And he steps out of the bounds before taking that pass. The turnover give it to Northwest. 6-point Bearcat lead. Gilbert to go to the sideline and into the ball game comes Vince Fritz. Fritz is 6'2", senior out of Overland Park, Kansas. In Northwest up 8-2. Pitts into the front court. Right side for Kurth. Now to Wittes between the circles. Now to Pitts left wing. Trying to work a screen by Doherty. Dribbles through the lane. Now off to the right side to the right wing. Kurth left side. Bounce pass. Baseline left Doherty. Back to Kurth on the left. Costco right side. Pitts to the right wing. And Dow sets up. Wants the three. Off the front of the rim. And the rebound Missouri Southern. And clearing the board and taking across midcourt is Kinzer Lambert. Right side Clark to Lambert to the right corner. High post right side, Mimic, and away from the ball, another foul. This one will come up on Missouri Southern. Elijah Clark will pick up this one. That's his first foul. 14 fouls on the Lions early in this one. Northwest just whistled for one. 14 minutes left in the half. Northwest in front by six. Hits to the top of the key. Looks right side. Wittes long. Three is good. Roy Wittes with his first bucket of the game. It's his 26th three-pointer of the season, and Northwest out to an 11-2 lead. Down the left side, Carr with a long three, won't go. Rebound tipped by Kurth, left corner picked up by Pitts for Northwest.
You already see Missouri Southern pressing a little bit offensively.
Pitts across the timeline right side. Kurth in front of the Lion bench. Now to Doherty, left side on the wing, Pitts. Trying to get a screen by Wittes. Now finds Wittes out front. Touch pass right back to Pitts. It's dribbling left side. Lobs it into the left Baseline for Wittes. Through the lane he goes. Kicks it out front right. Kurth with the three. Too hard. Rebound free throw line for Carr. He breaks it across the timeline left side. Northwest getting back on defense. The Carr drives to the bucket. Lays it up and in off the right side. Carr with his first bucket of the game. 11-4, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just under 13 minutes left in the half. Fitz in the front court left side. Gets it to Endow. Now to Wittes out front. Right side Fitz. Front of the Lion bench. Lops it toward the right corner. Doherty chases it. Now we'll backpedal with the dribble toward the block off the right side. Trying to post up. In the lane. Bounce pass underneath the bucket for Kurt. Strip loose by Lambert. And a whistle and a foul from behind to go on Northwest.
That's one thing we've seen Missouri Southern defend well the first couple of times Northwest has tried it is somebody running along the baseline. Northwest so many times has gotten a pass right under the bucket in an easy look, but Southern has defended that well.
Beltane Hawkins into the ballgame for Northwest. Wittes and Kurth getting a breather. 11-4, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kurth dribbles left side. Pulls up, free throw line left jumper, rims around and out, and the rebound inside and down for Northwest. 11-4, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Fitz walks it across midcourt. Between the circles with the dribble. Now to the free throw line, down the lane left, spins to a halt, pivots up with a shot, banks it, and hits it as Pitts locks it in. And with that bucket, Dustin Pitts becomes a career leader in field goals made, eclipsing a mark set by Victor Coleman in the early 1980s. 13-4, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Right side Carr knocked up in the air, is passed by Welty and is controlled by Northwest. Pitts will walk it across the timeline. Dribbles between the circles. Northwest spreads out their offense this trip down. With three players over on the right side. Now Doherty sets a screen for Fitz. Free throw line jumper good. Fitz with 7 points. Northwest in front 15-4, 11-28. Left in this game. Actually, left in this first half. Out front, left side pass. Finds Fritz. Guarded by Welty. Hands off right in front of us. Clark dribbles down the lane right side. And a whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. Chris and Dow to pick it up. That'll be his first. So Missouri Southern will inbound baseline right as Elijah Clark. Well, now they have Carr step over and inbound this one. Carr off the baseline right. Gets the inbound right side from Image. Takes the jumper, misses too hard, and the rebound Northwest. Welty with the board for the Cats.
Missouri Southern, 2 of 11 from the field right now.
And just 3 offensive rebounds for a team that does a very good job on the offensive boards. Left side Pitts off the left wing. Being chased by Lambert. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Fires his dribble, lobs it toward the left corner. Left baseline for Doherty. Trying to post up with Mimich inside. Spins left, flip the shot, won't go. Mimich with the rebound. 15-4, Bearcat lead. Carr pushes across midcourt left side in front of the scorer's table. Dribbles toward the left corner into a double team. Hits it out front left for Fritz. Now to Lambert at the top of the key. Guarded by Hawkins. Right side Clark launches a long three off the right side of the rim. Fight for the rebound inside as well. He crashes the board for it. And a whistle and a foul. This will come up on the Lions. Playing for the rebound with Vince Fritz. And Fritz will pick up the foul. That's his first. And that's team foul number 5 for the Lions.
That's shots like that, guarded well away from the three-point line, that tell you that Missouri Southern is itching to try to get some points on the board, but the Bearcat defense has been stifling so far.
Grace Starzl enters the game for the Bearcats, and Ryan Hawkins goes to the sideline. 15-4, Northwest Missouri State up. Pitts right side, Welty. Lobs it low for Wittes, who just checked in as well. Wittes posting up on the right. His shot rejected out of bounds by Kinzer Lambert. Northwest will inbound with 16 seconds on the shot clock. Lambert with his 16th block shot of the season. Inbound comes to Wittes. To the elbow right side, dribbles into the lane. Finds left corner open and down with the three. Got it. Dow came into this game, second in Division II and three-point percentage this season. 18-4, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Lambert out front, looks right side Carr. High post right, pass for Mimich. Back to Carr through the lane. Goes up with a shot. No. Fight for the board. Baseline out of bounds. It belongs to Missouri Southern off of Sparza. And a break in the action. 9:38 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 18. Missouri Southern 4. We'll be back to Joplin, Missouri right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Out of the timeout, the ball goes in. Cypher Mimic, his shot takes high, bounce off the rim and drops in. That is his first two of the game. It's an 18-6 Northwest Missouri State lead over Missouri Southern. Fits into the front court right side. Out front, finds him down near the free throw line. As he looks low for Wittes. Wittes will get called for the foul, trying to get some position. And he took the pass in the blocks off the right side, but he called for the foul first. And that'll be Wittes' first foul. Fourth team foul against the Bearcats. Doherty back in the game. Starzl goes to the sideline for Northwest. Carr into the front court. Looks off the left side. On the left wing, Lambert. Out between the circles, Walker. Left side pass for Carr. Dribbles to the left wing. Right in front of the Bearcat bench. Steps back, wants the three. Off the front of the rim. Fight for the board. Controlled by Endow for Northwest. It was Endow and Welty there who had position for the rebound. Now gives it up to Pitts, who will just slowly walk it across the 10-second line. Dribbles left side, through the lanes, to the free throw line. High post left, Doherty, back out to Pitts. Three-pointer on the way, got it. I think Pitts came to play tonight.
I think so.
10 points for Justin, 21-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Lambert right side to the right wing, out front, right side, pass finds Braylon Walker. Left side for Fritz in front of the Bearcat bench. Now to Carr. Carr between the circles. Gets a screen by Mimic. Hooks the pass out front left. Lambert with 10 on the shot clock as he drives down the lane left side. Reach in foul coming up on Northwest. And this will go on Joey Wittes. That'll be his second foul. And that gets Hawkins off the bench and into the game for Northwest. Carr and Fritz to get a breather for Missouri Southern. Parker Jennings to enter the game. Elijah Clark right back in the game. 21-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Lambert to Clark. Off the right side. Cross court left side pass Walker. Nine on the shot clock. Continues to dribble. Guarded by Welty. Now to the left baseline. Now front left side for Mimic. Steps back. Wants the jumper from 12. No win. And down. Rips the rebound down for the Bearcats. 21-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Lions right now shooting just over 17% from the field. Pitts to the top of the key. Steps back, another three on the way. Rims out, rebound. Mimic for Missouri Southern. We'll give it up to Lambert. He'll take across midcourt left side from our left to our right. To the free throw line with the dribble. Out front, Jennings. Right side, Walker takes the jumper and hits it from three-point range. Braylon Walker with his first bucket of the game. Just his ninth three-pointer of the season. 21-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Welty on the left wing. pass intended for Doherty, knocked out of bounds by Mimic. They're in the left corner, and that's where Northwest will inbound. Just under 7 minutes left in the half. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Mimic goes to the sideline, and Christian Bundy into the ballgame. Bundy just had his red shirt pulled on Tuesday, and he's seeing his first action as a line. Into the right corner, Hawkins, a three, misses too hard, and the rebound pulled down by Jennings for Missouri Southern. On the fast break, left side, Lambert stripped out of his hands by Hawkins right in front of the Bearcat bench. And Hawkins will hand off to Endow. He'll take it across midcourt, off the right side. Finds Pitts, and Pitts will set up the offense now for Northwest with 19 seconds on the shot clock. Out front, Hawkins back to Pitts' left side. It's a screen on the left by Doherty to the free throw line. Up with a little runner. Rims out left, and the rebound inside for Missouri Southern. And clearing it away was Walker. Brings it between the circles. Dribbles right side. Cross court left, Jennings. Dribbles between the circles on Hawkins. Down the lane he goes with the runner at the left hand. Won't go. The putback, no, and whistle on the foul. Bundy went with the putback. Foul, though, on Northwest. And that is Ryan Hawkins who picks up the foul, getting Bundy to the free throw line. Bundy had his red shirt pulled due to the injury to Dexter Frisbee, a 6'11 player who broke a bone in his foot in preseason workouts. Had just gotten back, broke a bone in his other foot, and that left him with a little bit of a size disadvantage inside, so they pulled the red shirt on Bundy, and Bundy getting his first action, misses his first free throw. Bundy, a 6'5 freshman from Nixon, Missouri. And his second free throw is good.
Welcome to college basketball. Here's the number one team in the nation. Good luck.
Northwest up 21-10. On the left side and down. Low left side is Doherty posting up into the lane. Up with a shot. And hit the front of the rim. No. Rebound loose on the baseline underneath the bucket. And it looks like a foul coming up on Northwest. Doherty gets called for the foul. That's his first. Trying to fight for that rebound. And fight for Bundy. So Bundy right in the thick of things coming off the bench here in this first half. Quitters into the ballgame. Hawkins to the sideline for Northwest. Cats in front 21-10. So seventh team foul on Northwest. Bundy's first free throw is good. Before he gets to his second, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bundy hits the second free throw, 21-12. Northwest Missouri State in front. First into the game for the Bearcats, finds him down. Now top the key, Doherty. Pitts free throw line, dribbles through the line, kicks it back out for Wittes. Cross court left, Kurt. Now to Doherty, low left side. Again, posting up with Bundy. Takes it into the lane. Out front right side, Wittes. Wittes into the right corner, Kurth. Free throw line, Doherty. Now to Pitts between the circles. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts out front. Takes the long three out the front of the rim. Grazed the rim. Rebound, though, picked up by Clark. Pushes it down the floor, left to right for the Lions. With the layup, won't go in the foul. This will go on Northwest, and Justin Pitts will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Elijah Clark goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight. 72% shooter this season. 26 of 36 as he toes the line in the first free throw here. As a team, Missouri Southern 8th in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage this year. 73.2%. And the second one, nothing but it. 21-14, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pitts into the front court. Looks left side, Welty between the circles. Finds Wittes. Now to Endell. High post right for Doherty. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now off the left side, expires his dribble. Finds Wittes left wing. Takes it through the lane to the bucket. And good, and a foul. And driving in, forced a double team. Got the shot to fall. Now got to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. Bundy picks up the foul. That'll be his first. But before we have a free throw coming from Wittes, breaking the action with 4:50 left in the half. Northwest Missouri State 23, Missouri Southern 14. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Wood is at the free throw line following the timeout. Hits the free throw. It's a three-point trip down the floor for Northwest, and the Bearcats in front by 10, 24-14. High post left side for Missouri Southern is Kendra Lambert. Back right side for Clark. Takes the three-point attempt. Misses air ball. Rebound saved by Welty and picked up by Doherty for the Bearcats. 24-14. Northwest Missouri State up with 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Fitz walks across the 10-second line. Dribbles right side. And the ball tipped loose and it caroms underneath the bucket to Bundy as it was tipped away by Walker. And here comes Walker to the top of the key. Through the lane he goes, into the right corner, finds wide open. Lambert knocks down the three-pointer from the right corner. And he's got 5 points, 24-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. And Dow to take the ball down the floor for Northwest. They'll give it up to Fitz just in front of the 10-second line. Now to Wittes between the circles. Left side with the ball is Welty. Cross-court right side Wittes. Between the circles and down. Touch pass, high post right forward. Doherty right back to Endell. And the give and go. Up for the shot. And it will count. A goaltending coming up against Missouri Southern.
Great give and go.
And now to pick up the layup. He has 5 points early in this one. 26-17. Northwest Missouri State in front. .344 left in the half. C.J. Card back into the ballgame. Cross midcourt left side. Left wing in front of the Bearcat bench. Picked up by Pitts. Bounce pass out front, Bundy. Now finds on the baseline right side. Clark wide open. Got behind Hawkins and lays it up and in. 26-19. Northwest Missouri State in front. 3:20 left in the first half. And down to the front court. Left side, Welty. Out between the circles, Hawkins, right side, Pitts. Now get a screen by Doherty. Dribble to the right baseline, underneath the bucket, and left corner for Hawkins. And he'll get called for a travel. One good to Welty off the left wing, then thought better of it as he did that. Picked up his pivot foot, gets called for the travel.
Probably should have taken the shot. He was wide open for that look. That's typically a shot you're going to see Hawkins take and make.
Just over 3 minutes left in the half, 26-19 Northwest. Bundy, top of the key. Right side, Clark. Dribbles once, picked up by Doherty. Now to Carr in the right wing. Left with low right for Bundy. Spins on Endell. Up with a shot off the glass. Good. 26-21, Northwest holding on to the lead. Endell through the lane to the bucket. It's good as it just went over the front of the rim and down. And Endell with 7 points, breaking the action with 2:37 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State 28, Missouri Southern 21. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
2:37 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 28, Missouri Southern 21. Bearcats' largest lead of this game has been 15. They've led the entire half. Across the timeline, left side goes Carr. Between the circles, Bundy. True freshman gives it back to Carr, left side. Now, out front, Hawkins, and a foul. As Carr, with the dribble out front, Hawkins stepped out to come over on the help side defense and will pick up the foul. That will be Ryan's second foul. And send C.J. Carr to the free throw line. Carr is 78% shooter this year, 36 of 46 as he goes to the line. 2 points so far this evening, and his first free throw is good.
Hawkins just popping out a little too aggressively on what turned out to be a slip screen for Missouri Southern.
Carr's second free throw. Too hard, long rebound, loose, and it's still loose as the diving effort pits along with Carr, and also coming up with the ball was Walker, and I think Walker picks up the foul. That'll be Walker's first foul. 17th foul on Northwest, so free throw is the other end for the Bearcats. 28-22, Northwest Missouri State in front. As Justin Pitts will go to the free throw line. First trip to the line tonight for Justin. He's an 88% shooter this year. And nothing but net on his first free throw. 11 points for Pitts in this first half. 29-22, Northwest Missouri State in front. 3:22 left in the half. Second free throw hits the rim, rolls around, and drops. So 12 points for Justin. 8-point Bearcat lead. Carr looks left side for Clark. Now to Carr right side, bounce pass to the right. Bundy turns, faces the bucket, takes the jumper from Tanner, hits it. Pretty impressive first half for Christian Bundy. Again, who just had his redshirt pulled earlier this week. 30-24, Northwest in front of the Lions. Pitts dribbles to the left wing, down the lane left side, finds Doherty at the free throw line. Doherty turns, looks, now goes with one dribble out front, left side forward, pockets. Now to Doherty, baseline left. Pushing up with Bundy, spins, left, now right, with a shot off the glass, won't go, Bundy with the rebound. 30-24, Northwest up, 1:39 left in the first half. To the top of the key, Clark. High post Bundy, left side, now to Clark, dribbles through a double team, down the lane, stops, fadeaway jumper from 5, no, and the rebound Northwest and Justin Pitts. 30-24, the Bearcats in front, 1:23 left in the first half. Pitts walks it across midcourt right side, finds Welty, who's guarded by Carr, between the circles, Hawkins, left side and down. Out front, Jordan. Finds Pitts near midcourt, 8 on the shot clock. 1:05 left in the half. Pitts wants the three off the left side, off the back of the rim, and the rebound Carr for Missouri Southern. Pushes it down the floor, left to right, to the free throw line, through the lane, scoops into the right corner, and a three put up, and good. Taken and hit from the right corner by Berlion Walker. Walker with 6 points on a couple of threes, and it's a 3-point game. Northwest in front, 30-27. It was a 15-point lead, chiseled down to 3 for the Bearcats, and down. Baseline right side, Doherty. Takes it into the lane, up for the shot, won't go too hard, and the rebound pulled down by Clark with 30 seconds left in the half. Gives it to Carr, he'll take it across midcourt left side. Bearcats got back quickly on defense, so Carr steps back near the timeline, looks at his head coach, Jeff Foci, and now a timeout's been called by Missouri Southern. 17.9 seconds left in the half, Northwest in front, 30-27, we'll keep it right here. Nice little run here at the end of the half by Missouri Southern.
Yeah, definitely, you know, and it's not a big surprise that they're playing well here. They always play the Bearcats well here, and, you know, this isn't an unfamiliar position for Northwest. A lot of times when you think about a team that's won 47 of 48 games, you think there's a ton of blowouts in there, and they get ahead big early, but Bearcats have been close at halftime quite a bit, but they make great halftime adjustments, so we'll see what Southern does with this last possession here, and then see how they come out in the second half.
Southern's outscored Northwest 10-4 over the last 2 minutes and 54 seconds of this half. reminder that Bearcat Basketball, underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Brown Shoe Fit and Pittsburgh's Auto Body. 3-point Bearcat lead, 30-27, 17.9 seconds left in the first half. Southern will inbound in front of the Bearcat bench. The inbound comes to Carr. He'll take it out near midcourt. 13 seconds left in the half. Carr just dribbling near the jump ball circle. Wants to go one-on-one with Pitts. Dribbles right side. Hawkins steps back on him. Now Carr with a fadeaway three off the right wing. Won't go. Rebound ripped loose by Wiltie as the buzzer will sound. That's the end of the first half. Northwest will go to the locker room at halftime with a 30-27 lead over Missouri Southern. We'll be back to Joplin right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
At the half in Joplin at the Legator Platt Center on the Missouri Southern Campus, Northwest Missouri State holding on to a 3-point lead, 30-27. Along that quarter, I'm John Coffey. Northwest at one point had a 15-point lead in the first half, but as you mentioned right prior to going into halftime here, Matt, not surprising that Missouri Southern came back to make a game of it.
Yeah, you know, Southern, I think maybe a little jitters. I don't know what had them started so slow offensively. Well, part of it is Bearcat defense, but they started to kind of get a feel for it, hit some shots, the confidence built a little bit, and they started to hit a few more shots and got that rolling and took advantage of it.
Like another key was the freshman who came into the ballgame, Christian Bundy.
Absolutely. And one thing to see is if he'll be able to keep that level up in the second half. I mean, he was excited to see his first action. They were allowing a lot of contact on Brett Doherty underneath, you know, and Bundy was one of those that could defend him well with that contact. So we'll see if that contact is allowed in the second half as well.
Then we're at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern, 30-27. Earlier tonight, the Missouri Southern women defeated Northwest 90-73. And when we come back, Buck Shill, the head coach of the Bearcat women's basketball team, will join Matt and talk about that game. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonya.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
We're back in Joplin at the half of the men's matchup. Northwest Missouri State with a 30-27 lead over Missouri Southern. Earlier this evening, the Missouri Southern women with a 90-73 win over Northwest. And Northwest women's coach Buck Shield joining us. And but this was one of those games where I think we did see a lot of positives out of your team. One of the things we were kind of talking about is maybe the consistencies and building on those positives and trying to have those last longer in the ball game. But there definitely were some positives.
Yeah, I thought we played and we had more, I guess, positive stretches throughout the game. You know, we did some good things offensively. You know, obviously we had four players in double figures, which I don't know if we have had that all year. You know, we only turned the ball over 10 times, which, you know, five and five for the halves, which I'll take that every night. You know, that's what I told the girls in the locker room. And on top of that, we had 16 assists. That might be the most assists that we've had in a game, as well as holding them to, you know, 3-0 boards, which is an improvement. But, you know, along with that stuff, we gave up a lot of layup opportunities. We had some times where we got out of position on the ball, and they got going to the basket, and then our rotation, our help side wasn't there, and things like that. And, you know, different stretches throughout the game is kind of what piled that up on us, because it seemed like, you know, when we had it cut to 2, it jumped right back up to 10 real quick.
Yeah, when you talk about that point in the ball game in the second quarter, you had it at 2 with about 5 minutes to play there in the first half, and then weren't able to score there the last 4.5 minutes, and it seemed like that was the point that you weren't able to recover from, is that 4.5 minute stretch or so.
Yeah, you know, and looking back on it, you know, as I was kind of replaying everything back in my head after the game, you know, I probably should have burned a timeout there, but, you know, sometimes it can hurt you, sometimes it can help you, you know. And so, like, looking back, I probably should have, just to kind of calm them down a little bit, but we were still getting, you know, good opportunities and good looks, and they just weren't falling for us. And so, you know, I thought we were much more competitive, you know, throughout the game than what we have been in the past. It just has to be there all the time, and that's what I talked to them about after the game, because, you know, they showed, you know, through more spurts what we're capable of, but those spurts have to be 40 minutes. You know, that's the situation that we're in. We don't have nights off in our situation, and so we have to do a better job of taking care of ourselves.
I thought a couple of players that had good games for you tonight, Jalen Haggard, and then in the starting lineup tonight, Kehlani Ma'ava also had a solid night.
She did. She gave us some good minutes, some good production. You know, she's been getting better, you know, through these last 3 or 4 games, and had some pretty good practices and things like that. You know, I thought Kylie Coleman gave us some great minutes off the bench as well tonight, and, you know, she's one of our freshmen that you can tell it's kind of the light bulb's gotten brighter, you know, in the last month or so, you know, because you always hope at some point that your freshman will kind of, you know, start to turn the corner at some point throughout the season, and some do it sooner than others, and you know, I thought for sure, you know, she's one that has been pretty good for us these past couple games, and she's had really good practices leading up to it, so you can see that it's carrying over come game time.
It seems like confidence and experience are two big things that you guys are working with right
now.
It is,
and you know, for us, like, that's an area that we lack, just when you look at our roster and you look at our group of returners and things like that, you know, and that's just the hand we're dealt, and so, you know, we're going to get these kids to compete and work as hard as possible, and you know, night in and night out, we're going to do everything we can to prepare them and make sure that we come out ready to play. And, tip it up and see what happens.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you in Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
That is the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Scheel, in their final tonight, 90-73, Missouri Southern with the win. Coach Scheel's interview is underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. At the half of the men's matchup, 30-27, Northwest with the lead over Missouri Southern. John will have some first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
And we're back at the Leggett Platt Center in Joplin, Missouri, on the Missouri Southern campus. Northwest Missouri State holding on to a 3-point lead, 30-27. Bearcats in the first half shooting 44% from the field, 11 of 25. They knocked down 5 3-pointers, 5 of 12 from there, and 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Missouri Southern, 32% from the field, 9 of 28, 3 of 10 from 3-point range, and 6 of 8 at the charity stripe. Northwest out-rebounding Missouri Southern, 30-27, rather actually out-rebounding Missouri Southern by 1. And you look at one of the totals, though, Missouri Southern, those pulled down 6 offensive rebounds out of the first half. That was one of the areas the Bearcats were concerned with coming into this game. And eventually for the Bearcats, Northwest paced by Justin Fitz with 12 points, the only player on either team in double figures. Then the Bearcats at the half in front of Missouri Southern, 30-27. And we'll be back at Ray for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeDeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
30-27, Northwest was the lead as we go to the second half. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest coming out with the original starting five, as they will have Pitts along with Kurth and Dow, Wittes, and Doherty on the board. And for Missouri Southern, they come out with their starting five as well. C.J. Carr, Ray Gilbert at the guards, also forward in Kinzer Lambert. And on the board as well is Elijah Clark out front right side. Lambert down the lane underneath the bucket. It's caught up in the air. Goes to Gilbert out front left side. A long left-handed three and won't go. Rebound to the baseline. Out of bounds into the far left corner. And Northwest Missouri State will go from our left to our right here in the second half, as the second half just underway. And Dow will bring the ball down the floor for Northwest. Dribbles to the right side. Finds Kurth out between the circles. Wittes left side and Dow on the wing. Out front, Doherty back to Dow, left side, gets a screen by Doherty, down the lane right, he goes, takes a shot high off the glass and drops it down. Chris Endow with 9 points, and Northwest Missouri State in front, 32-27. Carr into the front court off the left side. Lobs pass out front, finds L.J. Ross, who picked up a couple fouls in the first half early, didn't play much out top of the key. Gilbert, and Gilbert knocks down the three. And it's a 32-29 game. Northwest Missouri State in front, just a minute into this second half. And Dow dribbles in the left corner, out front left side for Doherty. Now to Pitts. Pitts fakes right, goes left to the free throw line, through the lane, bounce pass left side, Kurth cutting through. Now finds Doherty inside, kicks it out front. Pitts takes the three and hits it. Justin knocks down a three from the left side. He has 15 points. Early in the first half, he became the career leader in field goals made in Bearcat history. Again, it pushed the mark set by Vince Coleman. A pass goes inside to find L.J. Ross with his first bucket of the game. Ross averaging just under 9 points a contest. Saw his season end early last year due to an ACL injury. Pitch dribbles to the right side. Almost a year ago to the date when he had that injury. Right side in Dow, baseline right, Doherty. Trying to post up inside with Elijah Clark. Takes it in the lane. Little left-handed hook inside is good. Doherty with 4 points. 37-31, Northwest Missouri State in front. Carr into the front court right side. Lambert. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert, low right side for Ross. Trying to post up with Doherty. Kicks it back left side for Gilbert. Between the circles, finds Carr out near midcourt. Dribbles left side with 10 on the shot clock. Through the lane he goes on. Wittes slides to a halt up with a shot off the front of the rim. Rolls out right. Right for the board. Put back by Ross. Won't go. And in down. Clears it for Northwest. Carr came over and briefly thought about trying to tie up and down. Then realized that he is 5'8". And Dow at 6'7". And a little bit more bulk on him. Thought walking better of it. Pitts out between the circles. Left side. Finds Kurth. Now to Pitts out front. Tries to get a screen by Doherty. Steps back. Now down the lane right. He goes. Little runner on the right. Won't go. Rebound pulled away by Missouri Southern. Clearing the board, Lambert. Allen goes to Carr to the top of the key. Inside Ross. Up for the shot. Blocked away and a foul. Doherty went up for the block inside. deflected it just briefly, but also got a bit of the body. And will pick up his second foul. Team's first, just the first team foul for either squad here in the second half. And L.J. Ross goes to the free throw line. Right-handed shooter, and his first one good. 67% shooter this season at the line. Came into this game 26 of 39. His second free throw, nothing to net. 37-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. 17:02 left in the game. Pitts, a chest pass in the left corner. Wittes back to Pitts right in front of the Bearcat bench. Pitts behind the back with the dribble. Stripped loose from behind by Clark, and here comes Missouri Southern. Clark into the front court, top the key. Left side, Lambert fakes left, goes right through the lane to the bucket. Won't go to foul.
That'll be a big one, too. It'll be against Doherty.
That's his second very quickly here in the second half. Third overall. And now we get Welty off the bench and getting set to check into the ballgame. Lambert goes to the line. Shooting two. Right-handed shooter. The first one good. So Doherty to the bench. Welty into the ballgame. 37-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. Bearcats led by 15 in the first half. Second free throw. Rims around, out. And Adele clears the rebound. Pitts, he'll take it across the 10-second line. Northwest up 37-34. Kurth, left side, out between the circles. Welty. Back to Kurth, left wing, left wide open. They're just daring him to take a shot out on the perimeter. Sigel's left corner for Endow. He launches a three, won't go. Lambert with the rebound. He'll bring it across the timeline, top the key. Finds Carr, left wing, three. On the way, nothing but him. 6 points for Carr. And a tie game at 37. First time this game's been tied since the opening tip and a timeout Bearcat. 16-14 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 37, Missouri 7-37. Back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Out of the timeout, Northwest gets the ball inside to Wittes. He goes up for the shot, banks it in, and is fouled. He'll get to the free throw line. Well, going on Kinzer Lambert, that'll be his first. Northwest up by two now, 39-37. And Wittes with a three-point trip down the floor hits the free throw. He's got 9 points in this game. Cats back up by three. They led by 15 early in the game. See Missouri Southern come back, tied it up at 37. Now it's 40-37 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Lambert out front, left side, finds Carr to the top of the key. Started by Wittes. Steps back, wants the three, takes a high bounce off the rim, rolls out left, in and out, clears the rebound for Northwest. Cats up by three. Pitts now across the timeline, dribbles left, now back right. This parquet floor here at the Leggett and Platt Center. Welty between the circles, back right side for Pitts, goes low right for Wittes, posting up with Clark. Now into the lane, up for the shot, blocked away by Bundy. Come on, the help side. Clark picks it up and takes it across the timeline. Dribbles right side to the right wing, to the bucket, through the lane, and it's the layup. Clark with 6 points. 1 point lead for the Bearcats. 40-39, just over 15 minutes left in the game. It's out between the circles. Looks left side, Kurt. Left wide open. They give him all kinds of room on that wing. Now Kurt dribbles, creeps the line. Kicks it right side, Wolfie with the three over Clark's gun. Ryan with his first bucket of the game. 43-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. Car to the left wing, to the left baseline. Underneath the bucket, finds Bundy, bubbles it, goes up with a shot off the last man and puts it in. Just an initial bobble by Bundy as he took that bounce pass, was able to corral the ball, and then goes up with it and makes it a 43-41 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Quittis, left side for Endow on the sideline. Ball knocked out of bounds by Corey Gilbert. And we got a break in the action here. 14-24 left. Northwest holding on to a 2-point lead over Missouri Southern. 43-41. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com. Out of the timeout, Kurth finds Pitts cutting to the bucket, and Pitts lays it up and in. 45-41, Northwest Missouri State in front, just over 14 minutes left in the game. Cats in Joplin in front of Missouri Southern. Carr out front, looks cross-court right side, gets it to a Walker. Now to Carr, guarded by Wittes. Between the legs with the dribble, stops, takes the jumper over Wittes from 17, won't go, and in doubt, clears the rebound again for Northwest. Yeah, having a big day on the board.
And showing his length there, because really he was too close to the basket. That ball was going to go over his head, but he used his full reach to get that board with both hands.
His eighth of the season, Kurt right wing out between the circles, Pitts. Now Kurt sets a screen for Pitts as he drives the lane right side, forces the shot, misses, and the rebound pulled down by the Lions. And with it, Clark across the timeline, top of the key, sets up a three over Kurt, and a high rainbow shot falls there. Elijah Clark with his first three of the game. He's got 9 points and pulls Missouri Southern to within one, 45-44. 13-13 left in the game. Kurt top of the key. Again, all kinds of room out on the perimeter as Bundy gives him some room. Left side pass goes to and out. Looks low left side for Wittes. Posting up with Lambert. Takes it into the lane. Up for the shot, stripped out of his hands by Bundy, coming over on the help side defense, loose on the floor, into lane, and a held ball as Wittes goes diving after it into lane with Bundy. Possession arrow gives it to Northwest. 45-44 Northwest lead over Missouri Southern.
I'm going to put a second back on the shot clock because Northwest has possession with the arrow.
So 1 second left on the shot clock as the Bearcats look to inbound, and they'll inbound baseline right. And now looks to try to trigger it in initially. Now they'll step over and have Kurth inbound. So they try to go with a little alley-oop to and down the lane. Kurth looks to inbound. Bounce pass left side. Tip goes out of bounds off a card. And I'll say it's going to be off. Off
the shot clock violation.
So 45-44. Northwest with the one-point lead. So the inbound comes to Carr. They'll take it across the 10-second line. Right side pass goes to Lambert. Now to Walker. Between the circles, Carr. Dribbles left. Now long pass cross court right side. Gets it to Walker. Misses the three. The rebound by Ross. Puts it up and in. L.J. Ross comes up with the board on the bucket. And a one-point Lion lead. 46-45. Their first lead of the game. Into the front court pitch. Dribbles left side. Right side, Kurth into the right corner, Wittes. Back to Kurth. Through the lane he goes. Little shot fake. Gets it right back to Wittes. Right side open with the jumper. Got it. Three-pointer for Joey Wittes. He's got 12 points. The Bearcats regain the lead by 2, 48-46. Just over 12 minutes left in the game. Carr into the front court, dribbles to the right wing. To the right baseline. Drives on there. On the right side, and Welty knocked loose from behind, and the Bearcats will pick it up. Cats up by 2, 48-46. Under 12 minutes left. Pitts, top of the key. Spires his dribble, finds Kurth on the left wing. Ross giving him some room. Now to Endow, out front for Pitts. Dribbles right side. Stops, lost the handle on the ball, rolls loose, picked up by Ross from Missouri Southern. Alec Carr on the break, didn't have the numbers, scoops the pass right side for Walker. Now back to Carr. Dribbles in front of the Missouri Southern bench, sets up, wants the three over Welty and hits it. And Carr with 9 points, a 1 point Southern lead once again, 49-48, just over 11 minutes left in the game. Pitts into the front court, left side and down. Out of Welty between the circles. Chest pass. Back left side for Endow. This pass low tipped by Clark goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest on the baseline. What? Gordy back into the ballgame and Wittes goes to the sideline. And Brett playing with three fouls. Inbound comes to Doherty, left corner. Guarded by Ross. Out front, Kurth open, top the key three. Rims out right to the rebound. Clark inside for the Lions. Takes it across midcourt right side to the top of the key. Wants the three over Doherty and knocks it down.
They don't make shots like that on the road. And stuff like that only goes down here in Joplin.
52-48, Missouri Southern, third largest lead. Welty in the left corner. Out front Doherty. Now to Pitts. Missouri Southern fans coming to life. And Pitts nearly clotheslined as he went dribbling by Doherty off of a pick. And the foul will go on Walker. That will be his second. Second team foul for the Lions. Both teams right now with two team fouls. Kurth goes to the sideline. Wittes back in for Northwest. Bearcats will inbound baseline left as in doubt. Triggers it into Doherty. Chases it in front of the Bearcat bench. Now drives on Ross to the bucket left side and the shot off the glass and good. Brett Doherty with 6 points. Cats down by 2, 52-50 with 10-12 left in the game. Out front Carr dribbles to the right wing. Now gives it to Clark in front of the Lion bench. Chased by Endow. Pulls out near midcourt. Gives it up to Walker with 12 on the shot clock. Cross court right side Carr. Just under 10 minutes left in the second half. Carr dribbles to the right wing. Four on the shot clock. Another long three. This one good. And 12 points for Carr. Nine of those coming in the second half and a timeout Northwest. Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. 55-50. We'll be back to Joplin right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 662-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Northwest Missouri State trailing Missouri Southern 55-50. The Lions with their largest lead of the game. The Bearcats had a 15-point lead in the first half. 9:39 left in the game. Again, 55-50, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Missouri Southern red hot in the second half.
Yeah, they are. They're hitting shots. You can see the confidence level is there. That bench is pumped up and into the ball game, and this Southern team ready for the last 10 minutes of this game.
Into the front court, left side pitch for Northwest. Looks left side, Wittes, into left corner, Welty. Well, left side is Doherty. Brett. Well, driving lane, bumped in a foul. This is going L.J. Ross.
Now, those were the types of bumps that were not called when Doherty had the ball in the first half.
It's Ross's third foul. 13th foul on the Lions. Bearcats inbound left side. Doherty takes the inbound from and down. Wants to go at it with Ross once again. Through the lane he goes. Right side as he falls to the floor. Misses the shot, but another foul. That should be number four on L.J. Ross. And that will be, again, his fourth.
Unfortunately, that's going to get Bundy back into the ballgame, and he's had a heck of a night.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to work out to the Bearcats' advantage there. Ross last year, as mentioned a little bit earlier, an ACL injury ended his season on January 2nd. You can tell he still seems a little bothered with some knee problems as Doherty goes free throw line, misses the free throw. Doherty 0 for 2 at the line this evening. Ross to the sideline, Bundy into the game. 55-50, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. 9:19 left, second free throw by Doherty, bounces in. 7 points for Brett. Northwest down by 4. C.J. Carr across midcourt to the top of the key on the left side. Out front right, gets it to Lambert, drives right corner, gets it to Clark, a long three, good. There's a red-hot Southern team right now from three-point range. 15 for Clark. The team into this game, averaging just over 41% from three-point range. 58-51, Northwest Missouri State trailing Missouri Southern. Wittes, left side and down. Low left, Doherty. Trying to post up with Bundy. In the lane he goes. Spins back left side. Up for the shot. Banks it, but they'll wave it off. A foul violation on Doherty, and the turnover gives it to Missouri Southern. 58-51, the Lions in front of the Bearcats. 8:40 left in the game. The last time the Bearcats tasted defeat was a year ago here in Joplin. Their last road game of the regular season. Down the lane, Carr drives and lays it in. 14 points for Carr, 60-51, Missouri Southern in front. Bats need to stop this run across the timeline, right side and out. To the top of the key, left side Wittes, back in Dow out front. Dribbles between the circles. Gets it to Doherty. Lines Pitts left point. Pitts free throw line jumper off the left side. Got it. Ball just barely cleared the rim. And that's the 15-foot jumper. 19 points for Pitts. Northwest trails 60-53. And out front Carr as he takes it into the front court.
The shot clock never started.
So we'll set this up. Come over to the...
They're going to set it at 24.
So, Missouri Southern inbound in front of the scorer's table.
Southern has made four straight three-point attempts, and three of those four were pretty highly contested.
Yeah, I don't think you can really fault the Bearcat defense on those. 60-53, Northwest Missouri State trails. Inbound Carr with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbles to the right wing. Checked off by Ryan Hawkins, who entered during that dead ball. Carr steps back, free throw line jumper, good. He's red hot in the second half. He has 17 points, 62-53. Northwest in front of Missouri, rather Northwest trailing Missouri Southern. 7:34 left, Bearcats trail. Pitts top of the key, gets a screen by Doherty, steps back top of the key now. Down the lane right, he goes, bumped in a foul. It's coming up on Walker. through jumping up and down. Got a stern look from one of the officials. That'll be number three on Walker. Fourth team foul on the Lions. And Northwest will inbound baseline right. And down to inbound right side. Gets it to Doherty. And hands off to and down once again. Now to Doherty, top of the key. One dribble. Bounce pass out front for Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty. Free throw line. Steps back top of the key. Open. Takes the three. It's too hard off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Carr on the fast break. Three on two break. Carr. More dribble back out right side. Gets it to Clark. Fakes left. Goes right through the lane. Forces the pass right side for Bundy. And a whistle coming up. And it looks like a foul on Northwest.
Yeah, Hawkins is going to get caught for getting underneath Bundy, who was trying to take that pass.
Third foul on Ryan. And that's the third team foul on Northwest. Baseline left, Carter inbound for Missouri 7. Now he'll chase the ball as he bobbled it a little bit before play begins. Northwest trailing 62-53, 7 minutes left in the game. C.J. Carr looks to inbound, goes left side. Bundy down to Carr. Out front, looks left side, Clark. Wants to go on. Welty steps back, wants a three, won't go. The rebound, the putback, misses, but a foul on in down. And this will get Missouri Southern to the free throw line as Walker will go to the free throw line. And Walker goes to the free throw line, a sophomore out of Little Rock, Arkansas. He's a 71% shooter this year. Hasn't been there often, and his free throw rolls out right. Now 5 of 8 on the year. Hit a couple of threes back in the first half for his 6 points. 62-53, Northwest trail. Second free throw on the way, and good. And a 10-point lead for Missouri Southern. Cats had a 15-point lead in the first half. Pitts, top of the key. Down the lane left, lots of left corner Welty. Now front left, Hawkins. Thought about a pass right side, expires the dribble, now finds Endow out front. Shot clock at 13 seconds, Endow down the lane left to the bucket, misses, rebound tip to Doherty, puts it back up and in, off the glass on the left side. 9 points for Doherty, 63-55, Northwest Philly. And the front court left, Carr, dribbles to the left wing. Out front, pulls up free throw line right, finds Walker through the lane, bounce pass goes out of bounds, it belonged to Northwest, trying to find Bundy, a cut to the bucket, pass goes behind him out of bounds. With us into the game, Hawkins to the sideline for Northwest, 6:06 left in this one, Northwest trailing 63-55. Pitts across midcourt to the top of the key, through the lane, as he dribbles through a double team, a bump and a foul. And this will go on Braylon Walker. That's his fourth. 63-55, Northwest down. 16 foul, Northwest inbound baseline right. And now inbounds to Doherty in the right corner. It was low plus right side on Bundy, too. Lined up with a shot off the glass and good. Doherty into double figures with 11 points. 63-57, Northwest Missouri State trails. 5:43 left in the game. Carr, top of the key, dribbles right side. Picked up by Wittes. Spread things out. Carr steps back off the right wing. Now drives on Wittes and a little bump out front and a foul coming. This will go on Joy. That'll be his third. Walker to the sideline for the Lions as Coach Jeff Boshi makes a substitution. And sends into the game Vince Pritz, who saw a couple minutes of playing time in the first half. 63-57. Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. Carr dribbles to the left wing. Chased by Pitts to the left baseline. Pitts cuts it off. Out front left side pass for Kinsard Lambert. High post left Bundy. Back left side Carr with three on the shot clock. Carr launches the three from the left wing up in front of the rim. Rebound tipped in the air. Controlled by Bundy on the box left side. Out front with the pass to Clark. And Missouri Southern to set off the offense. Now with 24 seconds on the shot clock. Just over 5 minutes left in the game. Northwest trailing 63-57. Carr down the lane. Shot blocked away by Wittes. Picked up by Endow inside. Hits now from our left to our right. Takes it into the front court. Guarded by Clark out front. cuts back to the right wing. Trying to work a screen by Wittes. Now Lambert checks off and picks him up. Fits down the lane right side. Pivots, brings it out front, and down. Seven on the shot clock, and down. Down the lane right side. Shot resets that rebound by Lambert. Lambert's second block shot of this evening. Goes out of bounds with 4:31 left in the game. Northwest trail 63-57. And the Bearcats will have 4 seconds to inbound when we come back out of this timeout. 63-57, Northwest Missouri State trails 4:31 left. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orsland Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orsland provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsalandFarmHome.com. 63-57, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. 4:31 left in the game. Bearcats will inbound baseline right. They've got 4 seconds on the shot clock as they'll inbound. Under tonight's game, underwritten by Rapid Elite of downtown Maryville and Heinlein Home Furnishings. Doherty to inbound. Holds it, looks to get the inbound out front for Pitts. Pitts, top of the key, two on the shot clock. Free throw line up with a jumper, rims around, out. The putback by Indow is good as he taps it in with his right hand. And Northwest trailing 63-59 as Carr takes it across midcourt left side. Cats in their man-to-man defense, Carr guarded by Pitts. Now Indow checks off and picks him up on the right side. They hand off the basketball to Clark. Clark dribbles between the circles on Welty. Pulls up left side. Bounce pass. Full left for Bundy. Spins on Doherty. Up with a shot off the glass. Won't go. And Doherty clears the rebound for Northwest. Just under 4 minutes left. Northwest trailing Missouri Southern 63-59. Fits into the front court right side. Dribbles to the right wing. Lots of baseline right. Doherty wants to go at the freshman inside. Doherty spins underneath the bucket. Reverse layup off the right side. Good. 13 points for Doherty. Northwest within 2, 63-61.
I think the adrenaline for the freshman has worn off a little bit.
A true freshman, again, got his red shirt pulled on Tuesday. Dribbles right side, Card to the lane, to the bucket. His shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound on the baseline, and whistle on a foul as they fight for the board. See, this goes on as officials get ready to make the call here. Bundy. And that is his second foul, 17th foul, so the Cats will shoot some free throws. Walker and Ross back into the ballgame for the Lions. Trying to decide whether it's Indow or Pitts at the free throw line. Pitts is there at the moment. Either way, not a bad situation. Indow at 71%, Pitts at 88%.
I think they're going to look at the video here and figure out who it was. Right away after the foul was called, Pitts was tapping himself on the chest, saying that was against me, wanting to step to the line. But like you said, either way, I'll take either of them at the line, honestly.
As officials go over to check the video monitor, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats right now on an 8-0 run getting back in this one. They're down by two now, 63-61, 3:24 left in the game. Cats led by 15 early in the first half.
You know, it's people who have to play back the video that have to feel so much pressure because they don't have to do it very often. So, and it's not an easy thing to do, but they know everybody in this gym is waiting on that one person. And they're trying to probably work too quick sometimes, you know. But he's trying to find the spot where that occurred. So the officials haven't even looked at the screen yet.
A little difference most of the time at Division II as well. They only have really one camera angle to look at, which is different from what if you watch a lot of Division II or NBA basketball, where they have all kinds of camera angles to take a look at things.
Here. Yeah, and the one advantage here is there is a camera right under the basket, the standing camera where that foul occurred. So they should have that angle because that camera, I would assume, was aiming right at the play. But you don't know if that's what the replay happens to be recording. Sometimes it's just an overall view, but they do have more cameras here than in most gyms that we go to.
63-61, Missouri Southern with the two-point lead.
Honestly, this is going to hurt the Lions more. They were arguing that it should have been Endow going to the line instead of Pitts, but this takes away some momentum. I mean, they've been playing great these last several minutes, and this kind of will kill that momentum a little bit, and it's going to end up being Pitts at the line anyway.
So Justin will step up where he's 2 for 2 this evening. Again, an 88% shooter on the year. Pitts with 19 points total will step up as he goes to the line. The front end of the 1-1 is good. Northwest Missouri State pulling to within 163-62. A chance now to tie this game up. And Pitts does. So Pitts gives Northwest a 10-0 run here. They've tied this game up at 63. Carr into the front court. Looks right side for Elijah Clark. Now out front Walker. With the dribble on the right side. Walker out front left Carr. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 3:07 left in the game. We're tied up at 63. Clark out front. Guarded by Welty. Out near midcourt. Dribbles left side to the left wing. Steps back. Wants the three over Welty. Rattles around and down. Clark hits the three. His fourth of the game. Came in with 44 on the season. And it's a three-point Missouri Southern lead, 66-63, 2:44 left. Endow bumped as he tries to drive through the lane. Bumped out near the free throw line and a foul on Missouri Southern. So this gets Endow to the free throw line. Bumped by Clark, who picked up his second foul. Endow fights, shoots, and hits his first free throw of the game. Down now with 12 points. Second free throw on the way. Too hard off the back of the rim. The rebound pulled down by Lambert for Missouri Southern. 66-64, Northwest down by two. 2:34 left between the circles right side. Carr looks on the left wing. Clark to the left baseline. Pass Wilson to the bucket. Shot blocked away by Wittes. Rebound loose in the lane right side. And a foul coming up on Northwest. And this will go on into Al, picking up his third foul. Sixth team foul on the Bearcats. The Lions will inbound baseline right with 2:25 left in the game. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Carr gets the inbound right side. Ross to Carr in the right corner. Chased by Pitts as he'll dribble out in front. Right in front of the scores table off the right side. Shot clock now going down to 10 seconds. Carr right side to the right wing. 2:12 left in the game. Carr to the right baseline. Little runner on the right side. Nothing to net. 19 points for Carr, and it's a 4-point Missouri Southern lead. 2 minutes left in the game. 68-64, Northwest trails. And down, low right side, Doherty. Spins on the rough, end of lane, cut off. Brings it out front, throws it away as Pitts tries to save it, and the front court does, but it's picked up by Walker and gives it to Clark and now to Carr as Missouri Southern will set up the offense. A rare turnover for Northwest. 4-point Missouri Southern lead. 1:37 left. Carr, right side, on the wing, Clark. Lobs it high post right side. Ross spins right side with a shot off the glass and good. A little bit of contact with Doherty. Doherty went to the floor and Ross had the easy layup off the right side. 70-64, Missouri Southern with the lead. 1:20 left in the game. Fitz out front. Wittes, long three, top of the key. Takes a high bounce off the rim of the rebound. Missouri Southern. Clark pulls it away with 1:11 left. 70-64, lines in front of the Bearcats. And Curry fouled out front by Fitz. Stops the clock at 1:06. That'll be Justin Fitz's second foul. And he'll send Carr to the line to shoot a 1-1. Carr, 78% shooter this season, 1-1 from there tonight. Hawkins in, Doherty to the sideline for the Bearcats. Carr, a 5'8 senior, free throw is good. 71-64, Missouri Southern. One more coming to C.J. Carr. And the second one is good. A couple big free throws by Carr. 72-64, Northwest down. Just over a minute left in the game. Pitts down the lane right side. But the little runner got it. So he's going to his right. His momentum going out of bounds. He's able to get that shot to fall on the runner. And we've got a timeout with 58.7 seconds left. Northwest trails Missouri Southern 72-66. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
And we're back in Joplin on the Missouri Southern campus, 72-66. Northwest Missouri State trails Missouri Southern with 58.7 seconds left in the game. Reminder, tonight's game underwritten by Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart and Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Tuttle and Brian Bertheller, proud supporters of Northwest. Matt Gorder, we've seen this Missouri Southern team once this season. They played the game prior to the Northwest women's game out in Quincy, and this is a much different looking Lion team tonight than what we saw earlier this year.
This is nowhere near the team we saw playing against Quincy University, that's for sure. These guys are at the top of their game tonight.
Lions will inbound, looking at full-court pressure out of Northwest. Lambert looks to inbound. Before he does, a foul down the floor. Welty and Ross at midcourt, and now coming up on Northwest and Ryan Welty. Now they're going to give this on Wittes instead, so Wittes picks up his fourth foul. So 72-66, Missouri Southern with the lead, and L.J. Ross goes to the free throw line. Both teams right now with 18 fouls. Ross, a 67% shooter, shooting a 1-1. Hit 2 of 2 tonight. And this one bounced out. Rebound to Wittes in Northwest. So a good foul by the Bearcats. 55 seconds left. Northwest down. 72-66. Left side. Wittes, 3 off the front of the rim. Long rebound tipped by Pitts. But it's controlled by Missouri Southern. And on the left side, a reach-in foul coming up by Welty as Walker had it on the dribble. And Welty stops the clock with the reach-in. That's his first foul. And with 46.2 seconds left, Walker goes to the free throw line for 1-1, that being the ninth team foul on Northwest. Cats got what they wanted the last time they sent Missouri Southern to the line, a missed free throw and a rebound, but they couldn't get the shot at the other end. Free throw by Walker is good. He has 8 points, 73-66, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. And Spritz into the game, and Ross to the sideline for the Lions. And the second free throw by Walker is good. 46.2 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State showing Missouri Southern 74-66. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
46.2 seconds left. Northwest trails Missouri Southern 74-66. Bearcats will inbound. They'll take it the length of the floor. And now we'll trigger it in. Wittes and Fitz in the backcourt. Getting some mile pressure. Inbound comes to Fitz. Fitz will push it across midcourt left side. Free throw line. Spins the lane to the bucket. Lays it up with the left hand and good. And ball tipped out of bounds off the inbound. It belonged to Missouri Southern to inbound. 39.3 seconds left in Northwest Missouri State trailing 74-68.
Ryan Hawkins got a hand on it, but the pass was thrown so hard he couldn't stop it and try to pick it up. It just went off his hands and straight out of bounds.
Kenzer Lambert's inbound against full court pressure. Pressure on the baseline. He can't. And the turnover will give it to Northwest.
That's a big mistake. Big, big mistake.
So Northwest will inbound baseline right. And Dow looks to inbound. Before he does, L.J. Ross to check into the game. And Fritz to the sideline for the Lions. 39 seconds left in the game. Inbound right side Pitts. Drives baseline. Underneath the bucket now up for the shot, but a bump for the foul, getting Fitz to the free throw line. Foul will go on Walker. And that's number five on Walker as he goes to the sideline.
He's been providing this team some good energy out on the floor, too.
So Fritz back in for Missouri Southern, and Pitts for Northwest goes to the free throw line. And Justin Fitz will have two free throws with 34.7 seconds left in the game. First one on the way is good. 26 points for Fitz. 74-69. Northwest Missouri State trails. 34.7 seconds left. Second free throw by Fitz is good. And again, full court pressure out of the Bearcats as Fitz will run the baseline trying to get the inbound. And as he does, a whistle away from the ball off the inbound. That stops the clock.
Yeah, it didn't even start the clock.
Yeah.
So that's a good foul there because you're going to want a foul on the inbound anyway. Granted, you'd like to try to get an opportunity at a steal maybe on the inbound, but this is the second best case scenario.
Inbound goes on in doubt, or rather the foul goes on in doubt, and that will be his fourth, tenth team foul. So Carr will go to the free throw line and shoot two. C.J. Carr with his first free throw, rims around and in. Carr with 21 points will have a second free throw. 75-70, Northwest down by 5, and now 6 as Carr hits the free throw. And a break in the action, 34.1 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State trail 76-70 to Missouri Southern. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
34.1 seconds left in the game. Northwest down by 6, 76-70 as they will inbound. And now Fitz, Wittes, Welty, and Hawkins on the floor. All pretty good offensive players as the Cats look to inbound. As Endow gets it to Pitts. Pitts will let it bounce a few times. Picks it up in front of the line. Vince takes it across the timeline to the top of the key. Finds Welty right wing. Launches the three and it hits it. Knocks down the three off the right wing. Makes it a three-point game. Northwest Missouri State down. 27.5 seconds left. As Fritz tries to get an inbound, runs the baseline, couldn't get away from Hawkins, and calls a timeout. 27.5 seconds left. Northwest down by 3, 76-73. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
And back in Joplin, Northwest Missouri State down by 3, 76-73. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer, Ryan Elliott, this evening. 27.5 seconds left. Northwest had a 15-point lead in the first half. Missouri Southern's come back in the second half. They've led by double digits. Right now, a 3-point lead for the Lions over the Bearcats as Missouri Southern looks to inbound against full-court pressure out of Northwest.
And that was the first time this year Northwest has been down by double digits. They trailed by 8 to Washburn. That had been the previous biggest lead against the Cats.
Prince looks to inbound on the baseline. Gets the inbound to Carr. Carr out of a double team. Immediately fouled. Stops the clock with 25.5 seconds left. And the foul on Ryan Hawkins. That's number 4 on Hawkins. And Carr back to ball. Check that. That's number 3 on Hawkins. So C.J. Carr goes to the free throw line. Shooting 2 more. First one on the way. Good. Unfortunate thing. Northwest forced a foul. Probably their best free throw shooter. Comes into this game. 78% on the season. And the second one good. Hits both. 78-73. Northwest trails. 25 seconds left. Pits top of the key. Through the lane. To the bucket. Lays it up. Walked away in a foul. And this will get Pits to the free throw line. Clark picks up the foul. That's his third and gets Justin to the line to shoot two with the clock stopped at 20.6 seconds left. 5'10 senior from Blue Springs, Justin Pitts to the free throw line. Sights, shoots, and hits. 78-74, Northwest trails. 20.6 seconds left. Second free throw by Pitts. Rattles down. So he steps up, hits both free throws. Again, full court pressure out of Northwest. Fritz runs the baseline, gets an inbound to Carr. Down the right sideline, into the front court with a dribble. And finally fouled by Wittes as Carr gets into the front court for Missouri Southern. Runs the clock all the way down to 16.8 seconds with Carr going to the free throw line. Wittes with that foul, his fifth, so he'll go to the sideline. 78-75, Northwest Missouri State Trails. First, Ben McCollum taking some time before sending Xavier Kurth back into the ballgame. Trying to ice Carr just a bit. So Kurth enters and Quintus goes to the bench.
Tell you what, Clark is following Justin Pitts every step he goes. Pitts went over to talk to coach. Clark was right there in his hip pocket.
Carr's free throw is good. He has hit a lot of big free throws down the stretch for Missouri Southern. Second free throw, good as well. Makes it a 70, now rather an 80-75 game. Northwest down by 5, 15 seconds left. Pitts into the front court, through the lane, to the bucket, lays it up and in with the layup. 3-point game, Northwest Missouri State trails, 10.9 seconds left. Missouri Southern with the inbound. It comes to Carr, quickly fouled from behind by Pitts, and this will get C.J. Carr back to the free throw line. Carr 9 of 10 at the free throw line as he steps up. 9.7 seconds left in the game. Two dribbles, free throw, rattles around, and the ball is stuck.
I have never seen that on a free throw.
Just kind of balanced itself on the back of the rim. We'll have one more free throw. So he misses the free throw. Here comes his second attempt, this trip down, and this one nothing but up. Inbound comes left side for Pitts. Northwest down 81-77. Pitts through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up. Won't go. Rebound tipped in. The rebound pulled down by Lambert with 2 seconds left. And a foul. 1.7 seconds left. 81-77. Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. And the Lion fans on their feet as they're cheering on. They feel it will be a Missouri Southern victory as Lambert goes to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws with just over a second left in the game.
Their team came to play tonight, that's for sure.
Free throw rolls in by Lambert. We have one more, 82-77, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. And here comes the second free throw, drains it. 83-77, Welty will inbound for Northwest, give it to Pitts, and he'll just dribble out the clock, and Northwest loses for the first time this season, and sees their 23-game winning streak come to a close. 83-77, the final score, Missouri Southern with a win over Northwest. We'll be back and have more for you from Duffel, Missouri, right after this two-minute timeout. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late-model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Welcome back to Joplin, Missouri. Northwest Missouri State loses 83-77 to Missouri Southern. Matt Gorder, I'm John Cobb. Matt, we're just got quick coming down to Joplin. The last two trips, Northwest coming up with a loss.
Or maybe not. Let's see how this season plays out, because they lost here last year and then won the rest of them. So if it happens again, maybe we just have to keep losing here in Joplin and take that as the only loss of the year. No, it can be an eye-opening thing. You know, it's something that isn't terrible. It stinks. You hate to see your team lose. It feels bad for tonight. The guys feel bad about it. The coaches feel bad about it. But they're going to remember this feeling, and they don't like this feeling, and they don't want to have this feeling again. So it will drive them to know that they have got to be at their best every single night. And hopefully that's the best that comes out of tonight.
And this is a Missouri Southern team that plays much differently at home than what they do on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. I still contest that they're the most drastically different at home as opposed to on the road of any team that we see anywhere. I mean, there's always a difference. That's just the way it goes. But I think this is a team that is the most drastically different. I think one stretch where they hit four straight three-point attempts there about midway through the second half, with three of those highly contested, shots like that don't go down when you're on the road very often. But, again, I don't want to take any credit away from Southern. They came to play, and they played hard for 40 minutes tonight.
Yeah, and they didn't get down when Northwest got up by 15 in the first half. Early in the first half, there was a chance at that point they could say, well, here we go, the defending national champions here, and you're down by 15 early in the game. But they just fought their way back down by 3 at halftime and then came out in the second half and put together a heck of a half.
Yeah, I mean, they ended up, you know, with overall a 25-point swing because they ended up with a 10-point lead, you know, and that's the first double-digit lead against the Cats. So all the credit to Missouri Southern tonight.
Southern with the win over Northwest, 83-77, the final score. Back to begin our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Joplin with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Tough loss for the Bearcats as they fall 83-77 to Missouri Southern. Only one loss last year. That was here in Joplin. So far, just one loss this year for the Bearcats right back here in Joplin. So, again, as we talked about a little bit earlier, a tough place to come down and play. And really, it just unfortunately, it's a loss for Northwest, but a heck of a basketball game.
Really. Yeah, it really was a heck of a college basketball game. And, you know, a lot of numbers very similar for both of these teams. The one glaring difference at the free throw line. Now, not saying anything about the officiating, but Northwest sent Missouri Southern to the line a lot late in the game trying to get back into it. And you got to give Southern credit. They knocked down those free throws. They ended up with 23 of 29 from the free throw line. Northwest 12 of 16, so hitting those free throws late came up huge for Missouri Southern because Northwest continued to score. They got a big three out of Welty there late, so Southern had no choice but to hit those free throws if they wanted to win, and they did just that.
And Southern has, has some pretty good free throw shooters, but the one guy that, they, as you would expect they would do, they got the ball in the hands of C.J. Carr off the inbounds and forcing Northwest to foul Carr, and that's the guy that goes to the line, and he hits some big ones.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and it's not too often where Northwest has more turnovers than their opponent, and that's one of the stats that will pop out tonight, too. Just three, but three can make a world of difference when you're talking about a close ball game.
11 turnovers for Northwest and 8 for Missouri Southern in tonight's game. Again, Northwest loses 83-77 to Missouri Southern. Back with more, including the Extra Effort Award, right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Joplin on our post game, Northwest Missouri State loses to Missouri Southern tonight, 83-77. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a tough loss tonight against a good Missouri Southern team.
Yeah, I thought Missouri Southern really competed well. You know, I thought they had a lot of energy throughout the game, hit some very timely shots down the stretch, and you know, we had a difficult time getting them stopped in that second half once they got it going. And in a game like this, you've got to get those stops down the stretch, and we just weren't good enough defensively tonight to be able to do that. You know, I thought we gave up too many O-boards. I thought that we turned it over too much. But a lot of that had to do with their energy, and I thought they did a really good job.
We talked about offensive rebounds. That's been a strength of Missouri Southern's all season.
Yeah, and it's been a strength of ours, you know. And so increasing our possessions through defensive rebounds, offensive rebounds, not turning it over, those types of things, forcing turnovers. We didn't do that tonight. And, you know, when you don't do that, you don't play your game and you give up 56 points and a half, you're going to lose the game. It was just, we just didn't play very well.
Sorry, you opened up, had a 15-point lead early in the ball game, but I think you knew you'd get a run out of Missouri Southern at some point. They came back, made it a 3-point game at halftime, and that's kind of a situation there where you had a chance to maybe open up the game a little bit more and just couldn't get that done in the first half.
Yeah, I couldn't get timely buckets. You know, I thought there's a couple tough breaks for Brett in the post, especially in the first half where it's just, you know, it's called walking through the shooter, and it's difficult to finish when you walk underneath the guy when he shoots, you know, and so then that eliminates the whole part of our offense. When you eliminate a whole part of our offense, then you've got to go somewhere else. Then you start forcing stuff, and it becomes difficult. So, you know, again, if you don't give up O-boards, you take care of the basketball better, you get a few more steals yourself, then you probably win that game.
Well, on to Pittsburgh, Kansas on Saturday to face Pittsburgh State.
Yeah, it'll be a tough one. They're good. I think they're similar. We're fairly up and down. Some games are unbelievable and some games are not. And so we need to make sure that we are at our best, and we will be, and we'll be ready to go.
I guess one final note to just talk about with Justin Pitts tonight. He ends up with 31 points, but early in the game he became the career leader in field goals made at Northwest, coaching a mark set by Vic Coleman back in the early 1980s. And as you look at that record book, it's going to have a lot of Justin Pitts in there when all said and done after this season.
Yeah, I think that Justin would probably – I mean, that's impressive, obviously. He never – ceases to amaze me as to how good he is. I think he'd probably give up that record for the rest of his life if he could win that game, and that's just how Justin is as a winner. And I'm disappointed he couldn't get the win here tonight.
All right, well, Ben, thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, back with more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Joplin, the final score, Missouri Southern 83, Northwest Missouri State 77. We do need to remind you that our interviews with Coach McCullum, underwritten by Bullen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. The Bullen Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Time now for our Extra Effort Award, and we talked a little bit about this with Ben at the end of the interview. Justin Pitts ends up with 31 points, but a record-breaking night for Justin.
Yeah, it now holds the career mark in field goals made as a Bearcat, just to add to his career marks with the highest scoring total in his career as a Bearcat and highest assist total as a Bearcat, so Justin rewriting the record books, but I think he tonight would have just assumed not have any field goals and get a victory. That's just the kind of guy Justin Pitts is. But he's also going to give his best effort to try to get his team a win. Ended up 8 of 8 at the free throw line, hit three threes, hit some big shots late. Just wasn't enough for the team as a whole.
And the leading scorer for the game as well with 31 points, C.J. Carr from Missouri Southern had 27. Carr was 10 of 12 at the free throw line, with a lot of those coming down the stretch. The Northwest for the game shot 52%. They were 42% on three-pointers and 12 of 16 at the free throw line. And Missouri Southern ended up shooting nearly 45% from the field. They had 10 threes in the game and 23 of 29 at the free throw line. Some of the stats out of this one this evening. And to go over some of the MIAA scores as well. And in men's basketball tonight, it was Central Missouri with a win over Fort Hays State, 81-66. Also, Central Oklahoma defeats Lincoln 76-65. Lindenwood gets past Northeastern State 64-56. And it was Southwest Baptist with a 92-87 win over Nebraska Kearney tonight as well. And of course, here at Joplin, it was Missouri Southern with a win over Northwest 83-77. And last night in action, it was the Pittsburgh State men with their win over Missouri Western. So next for the Bearcats will be Pittsburgh State coming up on Saturday afternoon. Now, the MIAA brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. Full list of Mosaic services available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Back to wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry, now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschelinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Joplin at the Leggett and Platt Center with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffrey as we wrap things up. Tough night for the Bearcats. A couple losses tonight, but on the women's side, Northwest lost 90-73 to Missouri Center. I think on the women's side in particular, imagine despite being a loss, there's some positives you can build on from that game.
Yeah, there was some progress. We saw some players step up their game from prior to the break and play better tonight, which is going to be important. You know, there's still a long ways to go to get that complete game and play the full 40 minutes, but progress is right now what you're looking for in a young team, and I think they got that tonight.
Not getting any easier for them to trip over to Pittsburgh, Kansas on Saturday.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, their women's team is they built and have been good now for the last several years, and they're just as good this year. So it'll be a challenge on Saturday for sure.
And for the Bearcat men, a chance to regroup and face a guerrilla team on Saturday afternoon.
I guess that's one positive about this being a Thursday night. They don't have to wait as long to get back on the court and get to playing again, which I know these guys really want to do.
This segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, Brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Again, tonight, Northwest comes up on the short side of the score in both games. In the women's game, again, 92-73. And for the Bearcat men, they lose 83-77. Bearcat men fall to 12-1 and now 4-1 in the MIAA. And for Missouri Southern, they improve to 8-6 overall, now 3-2 in the conference. Again, up next, Northwest makes the short trip over to Pittsburgh, Kansas on Saturday. They face Pittsburgh State. The women's game will tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. While the broadcasts are both beginning at 1:10 with our pregame for the women. Thanks to everyone involved with the broadcast. Matt Gorder here in Joplin, Missouri, and Ryan Hill at Engineering the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Joplin.